It only takes a little prompting to get Dylan Locke talking about what the Floyd Country Store means to him.
The Floyd Country Store has been sort of a cultural hub of Southwest Virginia for many, many years.
It all started with the Friday night jamboree.
You know, that's been going on since 84 in a really strong way, and we're lucky to have stepped into it 4 years ago and inherited a beautiful gathering of musicians and dancers and guests from out of the area that come to celebrate the simpler things in life, which we feel is very important.
There's been a lot of music and a lot of dancing, so much that it was recently time to install a new dance floor.
You know, it's a 100-year-old building, so we have a lot of work to do in caretaking the physical structure and caretaking the family that lives in and around and our guests that come in. So it's kind of all of that happens in one sort of thought process as far as how we sort of steward the Floyd Country Store from its rich past into the future.
And heading into the future, Locke has a new challenge. He has accepted an offer to take over county sales in Floyd, a business started by New Yorker David Freeman over 50 years ago. Freeman moved his family and business to Floyd in 1974 and sold recordings of the music he loved worldwide. The store closed in January this year, but Dylan Locke is bringing it back to life with the same passion he has for the Floyd Country Store and the music he presents there.
I would consider him a hero of mine. I think he's done incredibly important work for old-time and bluegrass music. I'm honored to have been asked by Dave to take this business over and try and steward it into the future as well, in a time when people are not consuming their music through physical purchases. They're not buying CDs. They're not buying records. It's become a digital world. This feels like a culturally important thing to keep alive and maybe send the message out there to the musicians and the consumers of good music that buying the music and consuming it and listening to it with the CD liner notes in your hand or even going back to having vinyl and you know, having the gatefold and sitting there and listening to music the way we used to, that this is important, that we should care about the music on this level. My move to take over county sales and fold it into the work we're doing at the Floyd Country Store and the Handmade Music School is really a vote of sort of confidence for the musicians and the importance of this culturally in our country.
So the music will play on in Floyd, Virginia, and with Dylan Locke in the picture, probably worldwide. I'm Luke Church.